Good day. This is the Farm Market News broadcast number 12 for Tuesday, August the 9th. I'm Dave Sims. The ICE Futures Canada canola market ended stronger on Tuesday in sympathy with the U.S. soy complex and some technical buying. Canola was anywhere from $3 to $5.50 higher, with the November contract at $459.10 a ton. That's up $5.10. Supplies of Malaysian palm oil are on the small side, and that helped push canola and other oil seeds higher. Wet weather has created soggy conditions in some parts of Western Canada, and that was bullish for canola. However, the Canadian dollar was stronger relative to its U.S. counterpart, and that limited the gains. Forecasts calling for large supplies of North American oil seeds were also bearish for values. Milling wheat, barley, and durum were untraded and unchanged. In the U.S., soybeans were 1 to 4 cents higher. The November contract was at $9.90 a bushel. The market was boosted by signs of upcoming demand. According to the USDA, 120,000 tons of soybeans were booked for delivery overseas. That is 10 days in a row U.S. soybeans have been sold to out-of-country buyers. Traders have also slowly begun to stake out a few positions in anticipation of Friday's monthly USDA forecast. Corn was 1 to 2 cents lower, with the December contract at $3.33 a bushel. The corn crop in the U.S. is still rated quite strongly. As a result, the market is getting close to its lowest point in 2 years. Some U.S. farmers will likely have to store their corn until 2017 in the hopes that prices rise. Losses in crude oil were also bearish. However, on the positive side, CONAB cut its estimate for the size of the corn crop in Brazil. It lowered the total for the 2015-16 season to 68.5 million tons. That's down from the old prediction of 69 million. Wheat was a cent lower, with the September contract down a cent at $4.16 a bushel. The weather in the U.S. Southern Plains has been quite hot. However, some rain is expected to fall soon, and that should help replenish moisture levels. The U.S. spring wheat harvest is nearly a third of the way complete. The condition of the crop is still unchanged from last week. It is maturing rapidly, though, due to the high temperatures and the early planting. So that's it. That is a look at the ICE Futures Canada and Chicago markets for Tuesday, August 9th. In Winnipeg, for Farm Market News, I'm Dave Sims.